Hello. Have you told a small world story before? I'm sure you've heard many of small world stories. And yes, in a lot of ways, it is a small world. But I'm here to tell you that that is just not the case. That is not true. I am going to debunk the small world story cliche and help you broaden your horizons and to see the world in a new way. Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Okay, small world, right? Yeah, maybe you went to Disney World once and the person that grew up on your street when you were 10 years old happened to be there and you saw them at Disney World and they had their kids and you had your kids and you said, oh my God, what a small world this is, right? Great. Maybe you were on a cruise and, you know, you had a boyfriend in high school and now you're in college and you happen to be on the same ship and you're married and they're married and you see each other and you're like, oh my God, wow, what a small world this is, because what are the chances of us meeting here in a place and we didn't plan on it, right? That's kind of what a small world story is. It's something that happened that was just unplanned, right? That seems obscure. Okay, now, here's the truth, okay? This is a ginormous world that we live in. It's not small. It's 7 billion people around the world, okay? And continents, countries, people all over here and there, okay? Have you ever heard of a large world story? Have you ever told a large world story? Chances are you haven't. You know why? Because they don't exist. Why don't they exist? Because the one time last year that you went to Italy and you were in the Sistine Chapel and your neighbor from third grade, who was your best friend that you lost contact with, was also at the Sistine Chapel. As you were walking in, they were walking out, and you were 100 feet away from each other, and you never saw each other. Okay? That is how large the world is. You didn't hear that story because it never happened. Did you ever hear the story of how you were at the hospital and you were delivering a baby and, oh my God, that in the other section of the hospital, my best friend from high school was also delivering a baby and I haven't talked to them in a while, or maybe I did talk to them. Maybe I saw them at the reunion. I didn't know they were pregnant, but they were there. They delivered a baby at the same hospital that you delivered a baby at the same time. And because they were on another floor, you never saw them. That is how large the world is. You don't hear those stories because they don't happen. But they are this close to happening. This is the difference between a large world story and a small world story. So, let's break it down. What kind of people tell small world stories? I might offend somebody here, and those are not my intentions. However, stick with me, please. In my opinion, it's sheltered people, small-minded people. You grew up in a small town, you stay in a small town, you haven't lived too far away from the small town, and everything you know is within this small vicinity, right? So your world is encompassed in a bubble, okay? Maybe it's no fault of yours. Maybe it's a victim of the environment or whatever it is. I don't know. Okay? So, the large world stories, right, happen when you think large. When you get out there and when you realize that there are those stories that you're not telling because the world is so large. So, how do we change our small circle, our small mindset to this is the bubble I live in is do something spontaneous. It doesn't have to be spontaneous, actually. Do something crazy. Do something out of the ordinary. Do something that you've never done before. Do you have a passport? Number one, go get a passport. Go to Paris, go to London, go to France. It's wherever you want to go, go. Get outside of your country. Wherever you live, I don't care, right? Doesn't matter if you, whatever country, America, South America, what continent in Africa, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Go somewhere else. That's the only way you will broaden your horizons and see the world in a different place. I'll never forget, I grew up in Michigan, and we used to go to Canada because, honestly, you could drink at 19 years old in Canada, and it was 21 in the U.S. So, yeah, we go to Canada, and we're teenagers, and we're having fun. And that was my first experience in another country. Things are different, right? They use the metric system, different currencies. Just that whole knowledge of learning that things happen differently in different places changed my whole mindset of everything else. And then, you know, and then I went to Mexico and, you know, Cancun or whatever. But it wasn't until 2001 when I went overseas to Europe and went to France. Went to Paris, went to Saint-Tropez, went to Nice. That is when I realized how large this world is. The whole process of the passport, stamping, air, long flights, getting used to, you know, different nationalities, airports, seeing different people with different haircuts and different color, you know, skin and eyes and hair and this, and that's when you realize, wow, this is a huge world. There are so many walks of life out there. And the only way to embrace it is not in front of the TV, it's not on social media. It's to, I know the time's a little weird right now, but yes, plan on jumping on a plane one day and broadening your horizons, because it's a very large world out there, and I promise you, you will then appreciate the large world stories and even the small world stories, because yes, it is kind of a small world if you should happen to go to the top of the, you know, Tower of Pisa. And up there, you happen to see, you know, a colleague from work that you used to work with 20 years ago. Yeah, that's kind of a small world story. And it's cute when it happens that way. But it's only powerful when you understand how large the world really is. That's what brings impact and meaning to the small world stories. Okay? So, my intentions are to help alter the trajectory of your life with this valuable information, and I hope it helps you and your future. And again, please subscribe, please share, and thank you for visiting. Take care.